This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. Coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans when it comes to St. Louis Cardinals baseball. And, of course, brought to you by our good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. 35 years experienced craftsman. Great guy. Still believes in a handshake and that look in the eye that you can trust him. Save money. You can definitely count on the job getting done correct. He's got you covered. Residential, commercial, and industrial, the construction team, heating and cooling team, and the electric team are all ready and waiting to help you get your project done. And like I said, there's still something, in my opinion, there's still something to be said for a guy you can trust. That's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the show, and I'm not even going to hesitate, because if you want to have somebody you can trust, let's just bring him in right now, a guy we can trust for some honest opinion, especially when it comes to Cardinal baseball, and everybody loves his opinions on the M4byYachty.com hotline. As always, everybody's favorite, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Ready to go for this show. We got to get you off the air, man. You got your son playing his first varsity game. That would be awesome, man.
Yeah,
get out of there.
It's going down tonight. They play.
Oh, so you guys play tonight?
Tonight? Yep. There's like a little, like the season kickoff. They have some of the top teams come in from the state and around the states. And we've been doing this now for a couple years. They play a couple years in a row now. We played three of the top teams in the state. So. Kind of gets us ready for the season. We're always pretty decent, pretty good program here where we live. So, you know, win or lose, it gets them ready competition-wise. So it's a lot of fun, man. And he's fighting for a spot. I don't know if he'll start. You know, he's a pretty good player, but, you know, he struggles a little bit with the bat. He's a good defender. St. Louis Cardinals fans would like him. He's a really good defender, but I'm not quite sure if he can hit or not. St. Louis Cardinals fans would love him. That's a joke. I mean, you know, we'll see. But I'm excited about it. But, you know, like I said, this time of year, you've got spring training going on. You got all kinds of stuff happening. You know, if you have kids involved in baseball, if they're in high school, like I said, they've had tryouts. They're getting ready. The games are starting right now. If you have younger kids, they're getting ready to start their season. So it's baseball season, man.
Well, tell everybody how serious tryouts is for these kids.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, if you think spring training competition is something – go live in a baseball town. Oh, my God. I mean, it's...
Or in a high school. Just a high school. See the competition there, man. It's crazy how you have to really battle with some other kids because you want to be in the varsity team. And it's crazy. I know a few friends here that have their kids in high school right now, and they're big prospects. They could easily be a first round out of high school, but I don't think they'll sign. I think that they're going to go to college first. But yeah, man, they told me how crazy it was that those tryouts, they get intense. And then you know that if you messed up in that tryout, you might be the best player. But in those tryouts, if you mess up, man, you might not even have a chance. So, I mean, this is serious stuff.
Yeah, it's not for the faint heart. I'm here to tell you, You know, you would think, it's just what it is. Boy, it doesn't feel that way. And, you know, it's easy to say it doesn't feel that way if it's your kid. It doesn't feel that way if, unfortunately, your kid's not one of the top players. It just can be stressful. I think if you look at it right, it is what it is. But, you know, to be honest with you, I kind of look at it, and I know it's different. I mean, we're talking about a complete different level, but the reality of it is it's really no different than some of the things that we see every day right now on what's going on the minor league stage and guys that are getting sent to the minors and guys that are coming up and playing in the major leagues and spring training. If you ask me, I mean, these guys deal with that every day. Now, some people can say, well, this is what they do. And I agree with that. It is what they do for a living. And ultimately, it's about winning up there. But, you know.
And hopefully for those kids in high school, it's what they will do.
Sure.
That's why it becomes a lot of pressure on those kids, is because they see baseball as their future, even with school. You know what I mean? They'll go to college, they'll get an education. But they also want to be a professional baseball player to start their career and become a major league player. So that's what the pressure is about too. You know, like, they want to do it good. They want to do it. In minor leagues, it's even double the pressure because you have kids from every angle of the world. You have Japanese, you have Venezuelan, Dominicans, you have Americans, you have everything for every angle, from the best of the best. And you have to compete with them to make it to the big league. So it's even worse there. At least here, you're competing with the kids from your own town, and it's high school. You still got a way to go. But, man, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, they all feel it. You know who's feeling the pressure right now is our man, Will Kendall. What's going on, Will?
Nothing much. What's up?
Well, our intern... I guess intern Will, if that's what we want to call him. Although I heard somebody the other day call him Slick Willie, Big Willie. I mean, lots of different nicknames. What do people call you, Will? I mean, you got to have a nickname. Come on.
Well, in high school, my dad made a video from freshman year. They called me Kendall Island because I was a corner and I had a couple interceptions in one game.
Kendall Island, I like it. Okay, I think Kendall Island's not going to work for us. We'll probably go with Big Willie or Slick Willie or something like that.
Whatever works.
All right. Well, we appreciate you and all the work you're doing behind the scenes. You're doing a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes right now on our contest for opening day, and I want to thank you for that.
Sure.
Planning on announcing the winner for the opening day contest next Monday. You guys can turn into that show. I will have the winner. We are currently it's been a struggle for you a little bit, making sure that we get the – has it been hard to match up the 50 EO radio things with the people, or are you doing pretty good on it?
I'm all right with it. It's.
I know you reached out to a few people to confirm their social media accounts and their email addresses and things like that. Yeah. But for the most part, are we caught up, or you still got a little ways to go?
Well, we still got till Monday, so
okay.
We got to make sure they're there.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and doing that for us. I know the fans are excited, but we're excited about taking care of you on it. We're excited about meeting you down there for opening day. Speaking of opening day, Benji, a few years ago you made some headlines by announcing that opening day was an official holiday. I mean – Your opinion on that hasn't changed now, has it?
No, it is still a holiday. So you guys have the day off. You are very, very free to go to the stadium and hang out with us and watch a game, opening day game, and you all have our permission, my permission, and our permission from the show. So you guys can go show up. Have fun. Get you a Philly cheesesteak, which are bombs. So go get you some of that, man. You are free to go.
And you know what opening day really means? Is that right around the corner, Steve-O is going to be showing back up here. You know how that goes. You know, opening day's here. All of a sudden, there'll be a couple of days that he can take off from his real job. And Steve-O, it'll be Philly cheesesteak time. You know, hey, Benj, we going down in the locker room? We're going to get all that here about opening day, aren't we? Isn't that how this is going to go?
Oh, yeah. You know it's coming.
It's okay, though. We love him, right?
That's all right. That's all right. I love Steve-O, man. I love Steve-O.
I know.
I think we miss him here. We miss his point of view, obviously.
Yep.
We miss all that from Steve-O, man. We need to have him back. But, nay, man, the spring training's coming.
Yep.
We got to have a little lunch at the Adam's Smokehouse, pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we're going to go there.
It's our first stop when you get in town for opening weekend. It'll be our first stop. Don't you worry.
We got to say hi to Mike, man. Mike takes care of us. So.
Yes, he does a great job, and we do want to thank him and everything he does for the show. I want to ask you today, I want to talk a little bit about what you see. You know, there's still some free agents out there, so I'm curious if you think, I mean, the name that keeps coming up because of, you know, obviously with Carlos Martinez news and things like that, there's a name that keeps popping up, and I want to talk to you about it. But before we do, I do want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast through there. It's the easiest way for you to stay in tune when a new show comes out. We appreciate it. You can obviously listen to the show through twobirdsonabat.com, but the main thing we're asking is that when you go to the website, just click subscribe to the podcast. Won't be long. You'll be able to go to twobirdsonabat.com as we will be launching our Two Birds bloggers. We've got quite a few writers that are interested in sharing their thoughts on Cardinal baseball, and we're happy to have them be a part of the show. We're hoping to get that kicked off sometime next week. So between our opening day ticket contest giveaway and then introducing you to some of our newest bloggers, it's going to be an exciting time as we head up to opening day here in St. Louis. Please don't forget to find us on social media. We are at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. As always, we ask that you follow us on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Click invite your friends, folks. There's a contest going to be coming up after we get through opening day. You can get a head start on it now. You just simply, when you go to our page, you'll say you'll see click invite your friends. I believe it gives you the option to invite them all, or you can go through and you can just invite friends that you know love the Cardinals or are crazy about Cardinals. Up to you completely. When you see our pinned post, 9 out of 10 times that's our show. We're going to ask you to like it, comment on it, and share it. Please do so, as it's a way for us to reach so many people. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us there. And, of course, you can find us at lineupmedia.fm. Folks, Yo Radio took care of the tickets for us on this. We appreciate everything they've done for us. It's the newest streaming platform available for download on your mobile device. We're going to ask you to please download it today for free. Please do so. They've done so much for us. I know you guys are going to love that. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the four-pillar system. If you have a young one, daughter, son, playing baseball, if it's girls softball, whatever it is, and they want next-level training, folks, Gators Baseball Academy and their four-pillar system is second to none. Located in Missouri and now moving over to Illinois as well, the Gators Baseball Academy takes care of the prep kids. Guys, I'm telling you, check them out, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Adam Smokehouse, you heard Benji mention it. Thank you to Mike. Everything they do for us means a lot. They always take care of us when we go over there, just like they do all the great listeners that go over there and find out where they're from. But we do appreciate them and everything they do. Please don't forget, folks, that's Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. They got you covered if you want to place a large order of box lunches for a corporate event or just for around the office or at home. And, of course, catering, guys, catering, I'm telling you. If you have a golf tournament, if you have an event, if you need anything done, if they cater your event, you would be very lucky to have them. They do deliver a little bit, but more importantly, get over there and try the best barbecue in St. Louis. St. Louis, here's your cue. Benji, that's your cue. I got to ask you about one guy and one name in particular. I'm going to say a name to you.
I got a couple.
Well, I'm going to say a name to you, and I just want you to shout out the first thing that comes to mind. You ready?
Got it.
Dallas Keuchel.
Sign him.
Sign him.
Sign him. I'm not saying that Hot Sun is bad or Alex Reyes is not good for the spot. It's just he has more experience, right? I mean, this Keuchel guy has the World Series experience under his belt. He knows how to pitch. And we need guys like that. I mean, when we are right now battling with these guys, you know, with two teams, then your big dog go down, Carlos Martinez go down, maybe he come back as a bullpen guy. Alex Reyes, he's already those are the two guys I was going to mention something about. Alex Reyes was mentioned about being in the bullpen, competing for a spot in the bullpen. And then the guy who looks pretty strong right now to stay in their rotation is Hudson. So they have to make a decision. Either I keep Hudson there or send him to the bullpen and sign Keuchel. Or, you know, they have to make some kind of decision on that. But it's not a bad signing. It's just that he messed up somebody. He messed up Alex Reyes or he messed up Hudson. You know, that's the only thing that it's really sad about. But by you signing Keuchel, man, it's pretty exciting.
I mean, I'm just wondering how – I mean, listen, this is not – I don't even know – like, I would say, judging by everything we've seen and heard, it's not even remotely realistic. But, you know, stranger things have happened. It isn't like the Cardinals didn't sign a guy last year, you know, that was still sitting out there that they felt could help him. Now, it didn't work out all that well. I don't know how much of that had to do with the timing. I would assume a natural spring training would help. Maybe if, you know, let's just say hypothetically they were to sign Dallas Keuchel. It isn't like he's not working. It isn't like he's not doing things right now. I don't know exactly what he's doing. But the truth is, maybe I can't see them rushing him if they were to do it. So, you know, there's a variety of ways to get the guy ready. And again, I don't even know if it's realistic. It's just, you know, when you look at it and you wonder, what could we do to be better? We talked about on Bow Ties and Bullshit yesterday, who's your fifth starter? Well, I mean, some guys want Dakota Hudson. Some guys want John Gant. My problem is that if you go with John Gant, I don't feel like you can put Dakota Hudson in the bullpen. I feel like you got to send him to AAA and let him be your sixth starter, which you're probably going to need at some juncture, hopefully later rather than sooner. But I think you need him as that safety net. If you were to sign Dallas Keuchel, you could put both those guys in the bullpen. And then I think you're pretty good.
Yes, I don't want to send him over to a AAA when I can even freaking use him over here. Seriously, I can use Hudson and I can use anybody. Hudson and Alex Reyes. I wouldn't send him down. Heck no, man. I would keep him up there and have my bullpen be a beast. That's what I would do. I mean, you know.
Yeah, now you could go the other way. You could go the other way. You could say, and this is another thing. If you like my plan at all, maybe you don't, but if you do, if you like my plan, you keep John Gant in the rotation because it's been beaten to death that he's out of options and they don't want to just cut him loose. They're not going to put him on waivers. Somebody's gonna, that's fine.
Might be their guy, man.
Okay. So if you like my theory that you can't put Dakota Hudson in the bullpen because you got to send him to AAA and let him be the sixth starter, which, come on, if you can't just dismiss that. I mean, you got Adam Wainwright we don't know what we're going to get, okay? You got Waka, who's had a history of injury problems, okay? Jack Flaherty's a second-year player, folks. I know we're all ready to put him in the Hall of Fame and give him a Cy Young Award, but we were ready to do the same thing to Luke Weaver a year ago at this time, okay?
Very true.
Okay? We already have experienced an injury with Carlos Martinez. Things happen. You better be prepared. So if they're going to go with John Gant, I feel like they need to have Dakota Hudson ready to go as that sixth starter, which you're going to need. Now, that's a lot easier to do if you sign Craig Kimbrel and put him at the back end of the bullpen, because now you have a late-inning assortment of Andrew Miller, Jordan Hicks, Craig Kimbrel. You add in a Mike Myers. You add in a John Brebbia. You fill out a spot or two, and, hey, I'm good. So I guess what it comes right down to, if I asked you, I know you said sign him when I said Dallas Keuchel, so when I say Craig Kimbrel to you, what do you say?
I would sign him too.
Sign them both.
Well, I'm just talking about what makes your team better. I mean, remember what we talked about in shows before. What makes your team better is what you need to go with. Alex Reyes is a great, great prospect, and it's a great, but we haven't seen him pitch. He's been hurt. Maybe he will show us during the year that he belongs here. Hudson haven't done it for a long time either. He's just a young guy coming up. So I want them to show us, hey, shut up, Benji. I'm here to stay. Here what I'm doing. And that's it, you know. So I like that because I like those guys. But those guys have done it. They won World Series before, and they're veteran players. So they're going to make your team better no matter what. So by signing them, and you can keep throwing me guy names out there, and I'm gonna say sign them if they make my team better. You know what I'm saying? So I think we need to put that into perspective and say, hey, listen, the Cardinals are better with Kimbrel closing out games, Hicks, Miller, Hudson in the bullpen, Mike Myers, in the bullpen, Carlos Martinez, Alex Reyes in the bullpen. Come on, man. Come on. Seriously? And then Keiko pitching for a starter spot. Come on, you're not going to say no to that? No, man. It makes your team better, so I'm up for it.
You know, I could do it. I'm good for it. I would look at it and say, hey, one of these two allows us to be better overall. I mean, we're talking about a stretch for them to even consider signing one. So, I mean, I was joking around when I said sign them both. But the reality of it is one of them would allow us to be stronger at another position. And I've always said that. If you're not strong at one or if you're a little weak somewhere, why not? Why is it so hard to fathom going and getting really strong at another position? People do it with bullpens all the time. That's why Kimbrel still intrigues me. And I don't understand it. We have money. I'm so confused by this.
And look at what took one of the best players and one of my favorite players in Arenado. Look at what it took to sign him. Think about it. Think about Arenado's contract. I mean, it's not no money. I'm not talking about it's nothing. But think about it. That's all it took to sign that all-star guy that has been only an top five MVP every year. And Gold Glove for 50 years. You know what I'm saying? So, come on. That's all it took to sign that guy. But, hey, like I said before, Jimbo, it's a business, and people need to understand it. It doesn't matter whatever it is. I told you before, it's a business, man, and that's the sad part of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, how worried are you about Carlos? Listen, here's the deal. He's an interesting character, right? Like, the people are passionate about Carlos Martinez one way or the other. People think he's unfairly treated, and if he doesn't pitch well, people want to blame it on this. But if this guy doesn't pitch well, they never say anything. I think that's all minutia. Like, it's all silly. Like, it has nothing to do with it for me. Okay, I don't care about anything other than what's going on the field.
You have to perform. I'm a big believer on that. I'm a big believer. You have to perform. Take an example on this kid in Anaheim right now. I went to the game yesterday, see my brother with the Angels. Take an opportunity to see this guy, Andrew Haney. The last 3 years, this Haney guy has been hurt in his elbow or shoulder. So what did they do with Richards? Remember Richards? They had a pitcher, a starter. 2 years, he got hurt right away in a row. Bam, they let him go because they know he's prone to injuries. We got to move on to somebody that can give us inning. So I'm not saying give up on Carlos. That's not what I'm saying. But Haney's the same way. This is the third year he gets start season on a DL or something like that, or he's hurt on an elbow inflammation. Come on, man. Those are signs. Go sign you a guy that give you more opportunities than a guy that's always hurt. Talking about Carlos. Carlos can still help us in the bullpen, and we still have a shot, right? But still, you as an organization, you have to still think about Carlos. Because he haven't given you much the last couple of years because he's been hurt. But when he does well. So you either hold on to him and pray that he gets healthy and he's okay, or you got to get rid of him, trading for something, and then you get somebody that can do it on a healthy basis. See, that's what I'm trying to get here. But the organization, they this is their product. This is their guy. They don't want to part ways with him. They don't want to do this. And then you get stuck in being, okay, he's hurt again. Okay, he's hurt again. Oh, wow, he got hurt again. And then you get stuck by that. You get players that can do it on an everyday basis. And then it's not getting rid of him. It's just saying, man, he can stay healthy. I got to get somebody to help me out and use his spot. So here we go.
Well, you know, I'm gonna wait and see. I mean, we can beat this thing to death, I think. At this juncture, I mean, it's a serious question of depth. We had a great conversation on Twitter last night. somebody that I really like. I you know, we went back and forth on some stuff last night. I'm sure to some people it may have come across as we were arguing. If she thinks we were arguing, I wasn't arguing. But Tara Wellman had kind of played devil's advocate on something, and it brought about it an interesting topic, in my opinion, and that's the word depth. I think,
yeah.
I like, for me, depth for me isn't just a player. To have real depth, it's got to be somebody that you can call on and be confident in them doing a job. But to secure depth by saying, I'm not going to bring the best players north because I want to have depth, and you're going to bring inferior players that are going to pitch, I'm sorry, are going to participate in meaningful games in April and May. Those games count. I just don't agree with that. I believe that this franchise should have enough real depth because they have resources that they should be able to bring their best players north and still have depth. I don't agree with it. And, you know, again, it's easy to say after the fact, and I always say that I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope Luke Gregerson comes out and is great. I hope Brett Cecil comes out and shoves it up all of our asses and says, I'm Brett Cecil, and I'm better than you've ever given me credit for. I hope Chasen Shreve goes out and figures something out. I hope so. I truly do. But none of these guys to this point have shown me one reason to be excited about that. But they play for the Cardinals. So if they're on the team, I'm going to root for them, and I'm going to hope I'm wrong and that the Cardinals are smarter than me. But in the end, I just don't understand why we continue to have so many questions in our on our team. We have too many questions and not enough guarantees. And not that anything's guaranteed, but listen, if you went through the 15 years of success here, I think you know what I'm talking about. We sprinkled maybe guys in with guys you could count on. And right now, it doesn't seem that way. It seems like it's a little half and half. And that's not enough, in my opinion. And I think that's why we haven't been in the playoffs for 3 years.
Oh, and you're right, man. You're right. I don't have anything to add to that. I think it's very clear, especially when you have it, you know, when you have the money, right? When you have the money. If you don't have the money, and if you're the low-level teams and the low-level organization, I might give you that, you know? But to make sure that you are one of the top organizations out there, and not only that, you're still making money because your fan base, it's amazing. Your fan base is unbelievable. They still keep showing up to the stadium, filling up 3.4 or more in that stadiums. And you can do this. You can do, and you can go and get your team better, because that's the key here. You're getting your team better, unless you're trying to make your team better by still being, you know, saving money and all that stuff. I mean, if you're doing that, then they're doing the right thing. But if you have to go through the other way and try to win World Series, and my team will be better with these guys, why not get them, right?
Yeah, I agree. Will, why don't you hop in here? I mean, as that young fan,
sure.
You know what do you what do you see here?
Just with the team, I agree with you that there are way too many question marks for me to be comfortable. I don't like that we're relying on our bullpen, obviously. I don't know. And my question for you is, we had this conversation yesterday. Do we need that second lefty in the bullpen if we got five good or the other good arms that are right-handed?
Here's my thing. I don't care what handed Craig Kimbrell is. Mm-hmm. I don't care what handed Jordan Hicks is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, Benji?
I like when they get people out.
Yeah.
I don't care from what side.
Fair.
Now, I'm not ignoring obvious splits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ignoring guys that have shown and proven that they are really good at one thing, and that's being a left-hander and getting left-handers out. I understand how important that is in a game of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I would love to have one. I would love to have a left-handed dominant starter, but I don't want one just because he's left-handed,
mm-hmm.
not a reliever or a starter.
Right.
That doesn't do any good. Now we're back to the question of what is real depth. It's almost like, well, what's a real player? I don't care if he's left-handed. Who cares if he's left-handed if he's getting shelled? You know, I mean, we've been down that road.
And remember, what does it matter, righty or lefty, if he's hurting your team?
It doesn't.
That's what I basically think about the most. If he's a lefty or righty, who gives a crap about that? I like when the pitcher gets people out. That's all I care.
Yeah, for sure. And then another thing that I'm nervous with is that just based on last year's Holland signing, yes, it was a good signing just purely out of the standpoint that they were going out and signed a guy. But I think that made an already gun-shy franchise even more gun-shy, so that makes it even less likely that we'll get a guy like Keuchel or a guy like Kimbrel. And I've been looking at Baseball Reference, and while Keuchel is shown to have like 75 more innings projected for next year, he's not projected to be that much better than John Gant.
Well, and that's fair. Listen, that's fair. I understand that. They're projections. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go with that, that's fine. Listen, I always say this, and here's the thing. These are just opinions, mm-hmm. right? And it's about who you are. So if you're a homer and John Gant has pitched well when you've watched games, and maybe you're that guy that you don't like overrated players and you think, and John Gant's your guy, well, what are you going to say? You're going to say, look, we got John Gant. Just let him pitch. Okay, mm-hmm. Or you might be a guy that has watched baseball for years and have seen that more times than not, the unproven guy that hasn't been able to do it, not all the time, but for the majority of the time, there's a reason why he's that guy. Okay, now, who is Dallas Keuchel and who will he be going forward? None of us know that for sure, but I have a hard time believing most people wouldn't bet their house payment on Dallas Keuchel instead of John Gant. Now, that being said, I also understand that it could be totally wrong. This is about risk, and it's about educated risk, and it's about the ability to take on the risk. Benji, is that what it is for you? If you can take on risk, is it – I mean, do the proven players deserve that risk?
Heck, yeah, they do. They've been proven. You said it. They prove players. I'm with Will, too. I mean, I can agree with that. I mean, if you want to just compare who's going to give you a better chance to do stuff and all that, but how do you measure his experience? Nobody has ever mentioned to me or have ever come up with the number that's measuring heart, that measuring he doesn't poop in the freaking mound when Cano is hitting. With the bases loaded, he doesn't get scared. Everybody has these numbers. Oh yeah, he could be good. Oh yeah, he could do this. Oh yeah, he could be better than this guy. Yeah, I get it. That's fine. But where's that number that we're talking about on the heart? I mean, maybe John Gunn is better than Keuchel when it comes to bases loaded, nobody out, because he doesn't get scared and because he gets the people out. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So everybody talks about comparison and comparison and comparison. Who gives a crap comparison? I don't go by it. I tell you the truth. What I go by is what I know from eyesight, and I say, oh man, this guy's gonna give me my all. Obviously, doing the same job. I'm talking about if the guy will do the same job. I will compare that, right? Of course, that's what I'm trying to say. But listen, guys. The most important thing is who makes you better. Who makes your team better? Does Keuchel makes your team better? And if Keuchel and Gant might be the same type of deal, you know, so who's the most veteran guy? Who's the most who has innings under pressure or innings under a freaking World Series? Who's won a Cy Young? That comes there if you wanna do that, you know.
Yeah, I say it all the time. Listen, everybody's free to like who they like. Everybody's free to think this is the plan. Everybody's free to wonder and question. I know how. Like for me, I'm just looking at it going, it'd be different if we had spent $190 million, and it's like, man, sooner or later the guys you signed got to go do it. But, man, just the refusal to cut bait with bad players all in the name of depth, is a problem for me. And that's all I was saying in my conversation last night. And again, I do want to say I enjoyed that conversation. I like Tara and the stuff. I like the questions.
You don't want to have a lefty just because he's lefty. That's all I'm saying. You can't have that. That's not how it is. Right? I forgot about mentioning something like that, because it'll be ridiculous to have a lefty on a rotation just because it's lefty. I don't believe in that one bit. I think he needs to earn it, whoever's the best five out of the spring training or the name guys, because in this case, you just have to be the name guy. But if you are the best five, you are my best five. That's it. Righty, lefty, I don't care. You are my best five. And that's what I would go with. Same with the hitting. You signed Fowler for a big deal. So that was your deal. That wasn't mine. I'm trying to manage a team to a World Series. That's what I'm trying to do. And guess what? Fowler doesn't give me a chance. And my team doesn't help me get to the World Series or something like that. Or maybe Fowler does. You know what I'm saying? It's either way. But you have to make and think. You have to stop at one point. You have to stop and say, who makes my guy better? Who makes my team better to get to the World Series and win it? That's the main question.
I got to ask you before we go today about the news that number one, it certainly appears that Major League Baseball and the Players Union, I'm not saying they're listening to us and the fans. Maybe they are, though. Because it sure seems like we all believe it's a foregone conclusion that there's going to be a strike. Maybe for once, these people understand that even though they're broken, their system is broken, that it's not going to be a good idea to strike or lock out, even though they do need to fix something. So maybe, just maybe, they are really going to get together early on this thing and hammer it out and figure it out to avoid a work stoppage. That's the hope for everybody involved. Now, that being said,
The owners don't care about that, remember?
Well, I'm shocked by some of these things I'm seeing, though. I don't know about you.
No, I know. I'm very shocked. Very shocked. But I'm just saying the owners in this case, they might not care about what they just want to keep playing because they want the money to keep flowing in, you know? So they're going to have to rethink everything the same way for both sides. The players wants to keep making money and be playing in the Major League games, but the owners too. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I got to tell you, though, as shocked as I am completely shocked that MLB truly wants to do this three-batter minimum thing for pitchers. As shocked as I am that they are really going to do this, I am blown away that the Major League Baseball's Players Association agreed to this. Now, I say that in my own conspiracy theory mind of there is – I mean, was that the trade? They traded an additional roster spot for facing three batters? Because that's what this looks like to me. We're going to get another job. We're going to get another job at the big league level, and in exchange, we're going to make every pitcher face three batters.
I hate where baseball's going. And I'm a former player, and I love the game. But I hate where the baseball's going, Jimbo and Will. Mm-hmm. I don't like it one bit. I'm not. I don't like the changes from the beginning when that hitting the catcher deal was changed. I think that was the beginning of it. And they started changing the whole game. Watching baseball right now, for me, it's not like something I want to do. You know, I love the game, so you're going to see me at the – obviously, you're going to see me in front of the TV watching game and doing my games on the radio and because that's what I do and I love it. But it's not priority for me anymore. I mean, I don't like it one bit, man, to tell you the truth. I don't like where baseball's going and rules and rule change. Everybody knows my opinion on hitting the catcher. If the catcher is blocking the plate, clearly hit him. If the catcher is not blocking the plate, slide. That's very simple, you know? It's not simple when you're running, of course, I get that. But when you see him blocking, go for it. When you see me away from the plate, don't come hit me, you know? So it's very simple. And then at second base, baseball is getting not to break up a double play when baseball, that's what it was about, trying to break a double play so the guy makes it to first on a bad throw. And you're going to tell me you couldn't get to the rules and say no pass the bag, but you can hit the guy because that's breaking up the double play, or don't go out of your way to hurt somebody. You're going to see those. And then you're going to tell me you can throw four balls to a walk, and then you got a time 20 seconds in between pitches, and now you got a time that 1 minute or 2 minutes to come from the bullpen or a hitter to get into the box. I mean, seriously, it's really, for me, it's really embarrassing. I don't like it. I don't like where it's going, but you know, that's the way it's going, and I guess I have to adjust or deal with it, you know?
Well, listen, I'm with you. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I've got the answers to all this stuff, and I think that baseball's crazy for what they're doing. I mean, I get it. I don't have all the answers. I don't even know what those are when it comes to some of these things. If they truly believe they have a problem, okay, which they do, they believe they have a problem, right? Then I understand that you need to fix something. I get that, but I also
where's the problem? Where's the problem?
Well, this is all stemmed by their freaking out because young people aren't interested in baseball, aren't watching.
But what do you think is their problem? I mean, what is what they mean by their problem? Their games are not faster?
Well, they believe...
Is that what they mean?
Well, again, I'm just going by the reports, and the reports are that they feel that young people are not interested in baseball because the younger generation is in for quick, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. So, now, I might even say, okay...
If you're a fan of baseball, you're going to go watch baseball. You know you go for at least 3 hours. You know, if you're a fan. But what are they trying to do, bringing the game under three? Have you seen a difference? Like, I went to the game yesterday. It took forever. It took forever, that nine-inning game. The average, I don't know where they get it from, because when I watched that game, and they're timing them, and I'm like, wow, this game has been forever. You know? So I don't think they should do it. I really do. I think that it's really hurting the whole baseball fans, the fans, the real fans, not these guys that go three times to the field or three times to the stadium just to take a family on a vacation. No, the real fans that pay for the season tickets or fans that are being there for generations or something like that, they understand that the game's going to take 3 hours at least. So take away those 3 hours, or if not, go out in the eighth inning. Go home in the eighth inning. Like many does. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't change the game because of that. Come on, man. We look so dumb by changing all those rules right now. You go talk to Willie Mays. Go talk to Willie McCovey. Go talk to who else who I can name. Go talk to Lou Brock. Go talk to Ozzie Smith. Willie McGee. Go talk to them about the game and see what they have to say. You'll find out real quick what they'll have to say about the game, really, really quick. You'll find out.
Well, I might even listen, if they want to tell me they've got a problem, they know, right? Like people say, well, they're doing this. Just because you're doing well now, smart people think about tomorrow, right? So if they see a trend in something that alarms them, I'm okay with them trying to figure out how do we fix this. I'm okay with that. I just got to tell you that I don't understand, it's like fighting in hockey. I don't understand why somebody thought that was a good idea to take that out, that it was going to increase viewership or increase. It didn't. That's not what it accomplished. So in my opinion, in the baseball thing, in what world does somebody think shaving 5 to 7 minutes off a game, who thinks that's going to make a difference?
Exactly my point, man. Exactly my point. Who the heck is doing this? Who? For 5 minutes or 10 minutes, on change in the game. 10 freaking minutes that could be decided on guys swinging at a first pitch in one inning or two. That's all it could be decided. But because if the guys get two long innings on hitting, I don't care what the heck your timing mechanism says, it's going to be over 3.5 hours because your team just scored 5 runs 3 times in a game.
Yeah, I'm confused. Hey, listen, here's what we're going to do for Monday. Okay, Will, you too. Benji, I know you're busy, but I want you to think about this. Monday, the second half of the show, I want us all to have a couple of ideas of what we would do as opposed to the game of baseball to make it, quote-unquote, better, okay? What we would do to the game that would attract fans and younger fans and everything, what we would do versus trying to shave 5 minutes off a game. How's that sound? Let's do that on Monday.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. I've got some ideas, actually, that I think would be great, and I think you'll actually love them, Benji, to be honest with you, and I think the fans will love them, too. But
I'll think about it, of course. I'm going to think about it.
Think about it, and let's see if we can't come up with something. But, hey, I want to thank you for joining us, Benji. I enjoy this conversation. I think we're both in lockstep. Will, I'll ask you before we go. If they called Will Kendall today and said, hey, we're gonna add a guy, do you think we should add Dallas Keuchel or Craig Kimbrell? Who would you do?
I would do Kimbrell. I think that
I think I would too. I really do. I like the whole idea of shutting it down at the end of the game. And I don't not like John Gant. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that Dakota Hudson could then go to Memphis and be the sixth starter. So that's what I would do too.
Yeah, no, I just think that he would make our bullpen he would take us over the top on our bullpen, kind of like Bryce Harper would have done for our offense.
Oh, a Bryce Harper.
Wait, what you're telling us, Will, is what I've been saying all along for years now, that you signed this big guy in the bullpen, and we already have guns. We already have the guns. But you signed this big guy, and he'll take us to the World Series and maybe win it.
I don't know about that. I think that he would definitely help us get there. I think that we wouldn't have all those blown games like we did last season.
And that will make it to the playoff and deep. So that means World Series. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Hey, I'm ready. That's all I know is I'm ready. So.
Me too.
All right, Benji. I appreciate you joining us. I want to thank all of our fans for joining us as well. Don't forget to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show there. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. Facebook, folks, that's where we really try to make some hay and meet more people. So if you like our Facebook page, Two Birds on a Bat, click invite your friends. Make sure when you see the pinned post, that's usually our show, that you've liked it, commented on it, and shared it. That's also how we reach more people. So we greatly appreciate that. Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Lineupmedia.fm is where we're housed. Thank you very much for making us a part of what you do. Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform on your mobile device. Download it for free today. You guys are going to enjoy it, especially with Cardinal season coming. We got some big things planned. It's happening, and we've been talking about it for a while, and we're working on it every day, so I'm excited about it. You know, everybody that partners with us, Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com, Residential, Commercial, Industrial, please give him an opportunity for your business. Adam Smokehouse, the best barbecue in St. Louis, located over on Watson Road. St. Louis, here's your cue. Don't forget the Gators Baseball Academy and their four-pillar system. Whether you're in Missouri or Illinois now, as they're located in Illinois as well, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com is the name you can know and trust. We come to you each week from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. I do want to thank some of our partners out there in social media land. Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation 24/7, thanks for all you do for us. My good buddy Ron and Gino and Craig, everybody over at Cards on Deck and everything they've got going on. We're happy to be doing stuff with them. Some neat things coming up. Excited about partnering with them on a few things. I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. And fans of Yadier Molina are two of our favorites. Linda and Vicky do a tremendous job. I really, really enjoy some of these Facebook groups and what they bring to the table. You guys have heard me talk about, you know, numerous groups and the things that they do for us. We couldn't do the show without them. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com. We're excited about some of the things that we're thinking about doing with Nate here coming back up. We've always had a great relationship with Rally Squirrel. I think we're going to have some interesting things coming up. You know, St. Louis STL Cardinals crew, one of my favorite pages. Just had some interaction with their admin. Appreciate them and everything they do for the show as well. STL Cardinals, Arch City Media, Mick Light, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, Cardinal Freak, all the great Facebook pages. Folks, there's no shortage. Jump in the conversation, be respectful, and have some fun. For all of the Cardinal people that entered the contest, we will be shutting it down. Will be adding your 50 votes over the weekend. We will be announcing that on Monday. Congratulations to whoever wins that. Like I said, I'll be happy and excited to announce it on Monday. Opening day, folks. It's coming. It's right around the corner. For all of us here, two birds on a bat. Let's go, birds.
Let's go, birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.